We have done several programs for you on different stories regarding the coronavirus. One area we have yet to explore, and I will say that we've maybe been a little negligent in talking about this, and this is how the coronavirus, COVID-19, is affecting American veterans. Y'all remember, not too long ago, we talked to Commander Bill Oxford with the American Legion. Commander Oxford is the national commander, and we had talked to Commander Bill right when he had taken post, and he said buddy check. That was one of the first things he talked about when he became commander of the Legion, is buddy check. And we've got Commander Oxford on the line, and I'm thinking, Commander, right now, if any time, we really need to have this buddy check in place with our veterans, don't we?
Jeff, you're absolutely correct. When we think about the buddy check, I think the recent coronavirus pandemic has caused and reemphasized the need to do that buddy check. Check on your buddy. Find out how they're doing.
And also, we've got a lot of people that are veterans that aren't getting the attention, it seems, that everybody else is getting. And I don't think this is on purpose, but I haven't really seen a lot of stories in the news, nationwide or locally, about how our local veteran community is dealing with this pandemic. And it is a nationwide pandemic, not just here in Florida. It's globally and affecting veterans around the globe. You're on the front lines. You hear more from the veteran community than I do. What are the stories you're hearing, Commander?
Well, Jeff, you know, we did adopt a philosophy about close the post, the bar, the restaurants, the canteens, but we're still on the job, still out there doing veteran service claims, still contacting veterans, still staying in contact. We expect our post to follow the local rules, the state rules, the government rules. But we have emphasized more digital contact, teleconferencing, Zoom, Skype. Just maintain that social contact, and that's part of what the buddy check is about. It's finding out if a veteran is in need. Is there anything that we can do? And we've had great success across the country. And if we got a few minutes, I'd be glad to talk about some of those successes and things we have been able to do.
Yeah, I'd love to hear some stories. We actually need some positive news.
Okay. We've got Legionnaires across the country in every state making those buddy check calls. And when we make that call, it's sort of a scripted thing. Hey, are you doing okay? Is there anything you need? Anything we can do to help? So as we go around the country, we've had Legionnaires make a trip to the grocery store to pick up groceries. We've had Legionnaires go to the drugstore to pick up and deliver a prescription. We've had Legionnaires provide transportation to a medical or doctor's appointment. We've had posts that do things like a drive-through breakfast for veterans. We've had a post donate your parking lot to the hospital that was right next door. We've had posts and departments that start food pantries for veterans or needy families in the community. We've had posts who provide meals or sandwiches for health care workers, EMTs or nurses. So the Legion is still out there on the job doing the things that we do.
Commander, I've got to ask you this. We have so many of our veterans that have experience in the medical field. A lot of them have experience in combat and many outside of combat. They are now retired. We've seen stories of different areas of Florida where local governments and hospitals and medical agencies are asking retired nurses and retired doctors to come out of retirement and help with the front lines. What advice would you give to a veteran who maybe has that medical background? What use can they be to our veteran community?
Well, Jeff, it's funny. The first thing they teach you when you join the military is don't ever volunteer for anything. But I think that's in this situation, we do have veterans and former active duty guys volunteering and looking for a way to help and contribute. And if there's a need, there's probably a Legionnaire trying to fill it.
And also, one thing that's very important with the American Legion is your role in working with the Department of Veteran Affairs, the VA. The medical community has totally changed right now. We're not going to our normal doctor's offices. Even blood work's being worked around. Unless you really have something wrong, they're asking you to stay away from the doctor's office. And it's the same thing at the VA. And this is a real tough time for our vets who basically have appointments that they need to make at the VA.
Well, Jeff, I had the opportunity to be on a conference call last week with the Secretary of the VA, and his comments were basically positive, and I concur with him 100%. The VA is doing good things. They're not canceling medical appointments. They're still looking and are willing to see those veterans with appointments. So if things show up or they continue to improve, the word we're going to get is all positive. The VA is they're open for business, and according to the secretary at the VA, the curve is flattening. The willingness to take patients is still there if we have a need, but and that sort of leads into another area. They talk about the fourth mission of the VA, and that's providing VA staff and facilities to help the civilian community, and that's available. There have been instances where that happens, but typically that happens only when the VA mission is fulfilled at a facility. But that willingness to provide assistance to the civilian community, it is there. If it becomes necessary, they're willing and able to do that. And we support that as long as the veterans are taken care of first.
We're on the air with American Legion National Commander Bill Oxford, and we're talking about how the coronavirus is affecting our veteran community and how the veterans are banding together and helping one another out. And, of course, always do your buddy check. Make sure your buddy is okay. If you haven't heard from them in a while, just give them a call and ask them if they need anything. And, of course, social visits really discourage right now, but we can always talk on the phone and, again, teleconferencing. Commander, one thing that I think a lot of our veterans really may be worried about right now, especially our younger vets, and we have very, very many young vets that are members of the Legion, is our continued education. Colleges are shut down, our local schools are shut down, people are getting education through the computer and through platforms like Zoom and Skype. A lot of veterans are worried about the GI Bill. And I know this is something that the American Legion has always been supportive of in making sure the American veterans get their financing to go to college, go to continued education. Any efforts out there that you're aware of that they're going to try and mess with the GI Bill, or, you know, the veterans are still good with the continued education?
Well, Jeff, if I can address that, I just need to remind everybody that the original GI Bill was written and created by the American Legion. It was written by Vice National Commander Harry Clomery. He wrote it on hotel stationery and presented it to Congress. But of course, they had to make it into law. But the original GI Bill was the primary idea of the American Legion. But when we think about the GI Bill benefits for those attending schools now, there was some question when schools closed down and stopped presenting on-site classes that those GI Bill benefits would be stopped. But we have been able to convince Congress to approve and extend those benefits. And I mean, we all know that a veteran, he didn't cause that class to stop, and he still needs that stipend for living expenses, rent, food, medical supplies, those things. But we were able to continue those GI Bill benefits even though the schools were closed. And that's just one of the things we were really concerned about. But it is taken care of.
One group, Commander, that we've seen really hit hard because nobody wants to pay them any attention is our veterans in the homeless community. And the homeless community in general, a lot of people are me first. I'm going to the store and getting everything, or I need this, I need that, and then I'm going to sequester myself in my home. A lot of our homeless vets don't have that option right now. Any recommendation from you or the Legion on how we can help out our homeless vets here in the area?
Well, Jeff, the best thing we can do there is to continue to support the food kitchens, the soup kitchens, the facilities that provide meals for those people. It is a sector of the population that it sometimes does get neglected, but we continue to emphasize, hey, we need to be aware, take care of, and we've had Legionnaires go out into the homeless community and make sure and see if there's anything that we can do to help or cure a situation. But it does continue to be a point of thing that we look at.
And one thing that I really kind of didn't want to bring up with you, Commander, but you got a thick skin, and I'm going to bring it up. One thing that we are seeing an increase of, and this is very unfortunate, especially in our veteran community, is alcohol and drug dependency. We see a lot of our veterans do become addicted to alcohol or other substances. And right now, at a time like this, the numbers may be going up that we have our veterans who are hitting the bottle again or going to that safe drug that they felt was safe at one time. And one of the reasons is they can't go to the meetings. They can't reach out and talk to their sponsors and say, hey, I'm really having a hard time dealing with this. I'm thinking about going out and getting a fifth. What advice are you giving to our veterans right now who may have that dependency with drugs or alcohol where they feel they just got to have it? What support can we have for them? Because they've gone so long without a drink. They've gone so long without a narcotic. I hate to see them fall off the wagon because they didn't have anybody.
Well, Jeff, that's a good point. And when we think about those kind of dependencies that develop, they typically occur or reoccur because of the isolationism, the depression, and the things that these folks, these veterans, have gone through before. We encourage every veteran, and there are lots of veterans out there who do not belong to the VA, who are not enrolled. So we encourage every veteran to get enrolled with the Veterans Administration. Or the Veterans Affairs. When we think about those kinds of help, the VA is that they have mental health professionals who are able to do the counseling, the professional guidance that sometimes it takes. But when we think about those kinds of dependencies, we don't try to counsel. We just try to guide folks to where the help is available. We've got service officers. If there's a claim involved, our service officers can help folks get enrolled in the VA. But we need every veteran enrolled with the VA. And what you're talking about dependency, Jeff. Let me just mention veteran suicide because that sometimes develops into that kind of crisis situation. We're still letting suicides take up to 22 veterans a day. Out of that 22, there are only 6 enrolled in the VA. So that 18 is not, so or 16. That 16 is not enrolled. So that's our point of emphasis. We need to get out there and press the message. Every veteran needs to be enrolled in the VA. And if there's a suicide situation that we find or run across or anybody knows about a veteran in a crisis situation, there is a crisis hotline, and that number is 1-800-273-8255. So if we find somebody in a crisis situation, whether it's alcoholism or drug dependency or a suicide crisis, that number is available for help.
1-800-273-8255. And if you don't mind, Commander, I'm also going to go ahead and plug the Florida support line that we have set up for our veterans now 24/7. And that's My FL Vet. You can dial that as well, or 1-800-273-8255. I believe we probably share the same resources. This is a statewide line that's been set up for any of our vets because, let's face it, a lot of people think, well, the line's only open 9 to 5. a lot of these people wake up in the middle of the night with terrors, and they need somebody to talk to at 2 o'clock in the morning. And that phone line will be open for you 24/7. Commander, it's so good to talk to you. I wish we had better things to talk about today, because we always have good things that the Legion's doing, and the Legion is doing good things right now during this pandemic, but it really is a tough time for our country in general. You guys are trying to do the best you can, and the women, the auxiliary that also works with the vets and the VA and also at the Legion. We need to say thank you to them, too, because they're awful involved with you guys in helping out.
Jeff, can I plug just a couple or three things here? You mentioned the auxiliary. Our auxiliary recently opened up to male spouses of female veterans. So the auxiliary does have a place for male spouses of female veterans. They're surely welcome into the auxiliary of the American Legion. You also mentioned talking about contacting the American Legion. You can always find the Legion at legion.org, or in Florida, it's flegion.org. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. There's a department website on the World Wide Web. So if there's any questions about who we are, what we do, please check us out.